live from Phoenix. You can take a look at all of the fun that we've been having here at phoenix.jbonair.com. And I am now at Undertow with a drink in my hand, which I think this is just a club soda, right? Is it club soda, Jason? It's not.
No. It's a tropical cocktail. It's actually a Negroni with an infusion of coconut and a blend of three different rums.
Now, we're in a tiki bar, essentially, and we're also kind of in a ship. Like, there's looking through the portal. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, so the Undertow is a 19th century clipper ship, a ship that would have been moving goods around, and inside there are four portholes that take you on an adventure, and the bar itself is full of amazing tropical cocktails.
I mean, you know what, you hold the microphone while I drink, all right? That's right. A good sweet deal here. Okay, so tell me how this concept came about, because on the main level, this used to be, what is it, a lube shop, basically.
Yeah, we're actually in the basement of an old Jiffy Lube. Right, and we're inside of the old lube bay. We actually took two of the bays up. Up top, you can grab a coffee, you can grab a beer, or even a bite of food. But once you start to go down those stairs, you find yourself in an immersive experience, an immersive environment.
And you find yourself lubed up as well.
Oh, yeah. By the time you get out of there, yeah, you're definitely lubed up.
Now, I had a Brazilian drink as well, which is close to home when you live with somebody who's Brazilian. But where did these drink inspirations come from?
So we actually have an amazing staff of very, very talented bartenders who are able to take incredible flavors and put them together to make amazing drinks. In this case, the cocktail that you had earlier was a cachaça cocktail with yerba mate tea.
I love it. It's like you're interviewing me. You're holding the microphone to my mouth. This is great. Okay, now you also have a property next door that you're renovating and opening soon. Tell us about that. It's a train, a locomotive.
Yeah. So Barter & Shakes are our mothership company that oversees Undertow, which is the tiki bar that we have in the basement of the coffee and beer shop. But next door, we're opening up a 1920s Art Deco train station that is an American whiskey bar.
And so when is that opening, and what can people expect there?
Yeah, so you can expect everything that we offer with Undertow, theatrical, full-blown, immersive experience, and we're trying to open this place up in August, so we'll see.
Should be good. And you have, are they going to have the giant ice cubes as well, too, with your engraving on it? Engraving? That's not what it's called. It's not engraving.
No, I don't think it's engraving, but we definitely logo our ice cubes, and we use Rock Hard Ice, which is an amazing little ice company here in Phoenix, and we have four or five different shapes of ice that they hand cut for us, so we're pretty lucky.
I do love the giant ice cubes. Okay, so if people wanted to get more information and come and enjoy a drink, do you have a website? What can they look up?
Yeah, so if you're looking to come to Undertow, I would go to undertowphx.com and or barterandshake.com. Both of those will give you all the details to all of the bars that we have. We have several here in Phoenix, all of which are pretty immersive and pretty fantastic.
And we've got some pictures from our experience here on our website. Again, it's phoenix.jbonair.com. Cheers to you. Should we have another round?
Yeah. All right. Let's have one more. Cheers.
Let's do it. Thanks so much, Jason. Appreciate your time.
Have a good one.